From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schertz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I can actually see you.
This is only the fourth time, I think, in 18 years we've been doing the puzzle together that we've been in the same studio.
And the reason we're in the same studio, we're at WYPR in Baltimore, because you are in Baltimore for something that has nothing to do with word puzzles. Just briefly tell people what you're doing.
Well, it's the North American Teams Table Tennis Championship. It's the largest table tennis championship in the world. It's being held at the Baltimore Convention Center. There are more than 140 tables and more than 1,000 players from around the world.
And you're one of them, and we're going to have more later. But first, we want to get to the puzzle segment and our waiting puzzle player. So first, remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn. I said, think of the name of a current world leader, well-known. Take the letters in the first half of the first name and the letters in the first half of the last name. You can rearrange these to spell the language of this leader's country. Who is it and what's the language?
Your answer?
The answer is Angela Merkel, who's the Chancellor of Germany, and of course her language is German.
Excellent. We had over 1,900 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Suzanne King, and she joins us from Manville, Texas. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
Hi.
Where's Manville?
Manville is 30 miles south of Houston.
Ah, what do you do there?
I raise chickens.
Really?
Yep.
Good for you.
I'm retired, and with my husband's help, I spend my days with chickens.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Off and on for about 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, then you know the drill, right?
I know the drill. I just hope it's a set of questions that I'm familiar with.
Oh, do your chickens listen on Sunday, Suzanne?
We had someone once who said that his cows gave better milk when they were listening to the puzzle on Sunday morning.
I'll try that.
We wondered if you had some contented chickens. Well, I think we're ready to play, and I'll just let you know, even though I can see Will, I can't see any of his papers, so I can't cheat. So, Suzanne, we're out of luck there, but we'll help each other out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, Suzanne. Well, today's puzzle involves reduplicative words. An example is ping pong, where the first half is the same as the second half, only the vowel changes. For example, if I gave you the clue table tennis, you would say ping pong. Number one is sound of a doorbell.
Ding dong.
Ding dong is right. Number two, sound of a clock.
Tick tock.
Tick tock. Completely reverse one's political position.
Flip-flop.
Flip-flop is right. Rap music.
Hip-hop.
That's right. A movie ape.
King Kong.
King Kong is right. Voice with repetitive rhythm.
Sing-song.
That is correct. To traverse again and again.
To traverse again and again.
Yeah. Well, what is to traverse?
Cross.
Yes.
Crisscross.
That's... Crisscross is right.
Crisscross, of course.
Sound of horse hooves.
Clip-clock.
Clip-clop is right. Apex or peak. And what is the apex or peak in one word?
One word, three letters?
Yes.
Tip?
Oh, yeah, that's the first half.
Tip-top?
Tip-top is right. Now, all those answers, notice, were I-O vowels, and all the rest of the answers, they're I-A. And here's your first one of these, to make sharp turns left and right.
Zigzag.
Zigzag. To talk informally.
Chit-chat.
Chit-chat. Disreputable persons.
Limflam.
Well, hold on to that answer. No. That's coming up, but right now we're going for disreputable persons.
Oh.
Kind of low life. The first letter is R.
Riff-raff?
Riff-raff is right.
Good.
Deception or fraud. And what did you just say a moment ago?
Oh,
flim-flam?
Flim-flam is right.
Okay.
A tchotchke.
You know Yiddish?
A tchotchke starts with a K. It's a little thing sitting on a shelf that has no purpose.
Knick-knack.
Knick-knack is right. How about Hershey's chocolate bar with a wafer inside?
Give me a break.
Tic-tac?
Well, no, that's a breath mint, but I like it. I was going for Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is the Kit Kat bar, right? Try this one. It's a fill-in-the-blank. Rap duo, blank twins. And it's sort of a takeoff on a Buddhist symbol. black and white.
Yin-yang.
Yin-yang twins is right. To waste time.
Oh, I should know this one.
Me too.
Starts with a D. Two syllables in each half.
Do you know the phrase dilly-dally?
Oh, that would, yeah, dilly-dally.
Dilly-dally.
Dilly-dally, good. Sound of rain or little feet.
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter is right. And your last one, unable to take a firm position.
You already had flip-flop.
We're going for an adjective here. Unable to take a firm position. Two syllables in each part, and it starts with a W. Well, first of all, what do you do upon a star?
Wish-wash.
Oh,
wishy-washy.
You got it.
Suzanne.
Yes, still here.
You did well. No, you did very, very well.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
You did so well today, and we have some things for you for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents, from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. What member station do you listen to?
KUHF
in Houston, and that's Suzanne King from Manville, Texas. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today, Suzanne. You were great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Will, a challenge for everyone listening.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Lucas Berry of Newark, Delaware. He's 12 years old. Think of a familiar man's name in four letters. Change the first letter to the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll get another familiar man's name. What is it? So again, a familiar man's name, four letters. Change the first letter to the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll get another familiar man's name. What names are these?
How old is the creator?
12
again?
Years old.
Are you smarter than a sixth grader? Is that it? Well, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. That's a new address. It should make the puzzle page easier to find, npr.org/puzzle. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. And Will, I'm going to say thank you to you.